race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, you have a once-in-a-generation chance right now to strike a blow for freedom by voting for Ralph Norman over Darlene Graham, a woman who even the Democrats think is a Democrat. It's why one of their super PACs is spending $1 million to defeat Ralph Norman. But I'll get to that in a minute. Right now, our U.S. Senate hangs on a razor's edge, and it has since about 2021, when we almost got amnesty, a packed Supreme Court. Statehood for everywhere from D.C. to Guam to Puerto Rico, think six new Democrat senators. Could be as high as 8 or 10. And of course, the dreaded amnesty, which a Washington Times analysis before Joe Biden opened the border showed would cause almost every state in this nation to flip either blue or purple. In short, any one of those votes comes close to creating a one-party system. That is a feature of every totalitarian regime. It is a one-party system. If Darlene Graham wins her quest to take over for her brother, I guarantee a time will come in the next 6 years when there's a republic-defining vote, a vote that could change America forever, a vote like any of those I've just listed. And in that one vote, she will pay back that $1 million by voting with the Democrats. And if you didn't go to the polls to stop her, you'll regret it. At the same time, if you did go to the polls and we did elect Ralph Norman, we'll be having a different conversation. Thank the good Lord for that one vote. Because, folks, just about everything in the Senate now that's important comes down to the razor's edge. 49, 51, 51, 49, 48, 52. That's why we can't get the SAVE Act passed, folks. We're only off a vote or two. Everything is like that. Here in South Carolina, the Republican leadership is so liberal that they refused to redraw our congressional districts after the Supreme Court ruled that Jim Clyburn, the Democrat seat, was unconstitutional and disenfranchised Republican voters of their rights. From top to bottom, they fought with the Democrats, with Governor Henry McMaster refusing to call a session to redraw the maps, running the clock down to the primary election, after which they wouldn't easily be able to redraw it. Our so-called Republican state legislative leaders did the same thing with Shane Massey, the leader in the Senate, flat out refusing to redraw the district, saying things are better when we have competition. Y'all, we need Democrat seats. Why? He's a Democrat. How did all these people get into office? Why can't conservatives win in South Carolina? It's because of the Graham machine and the millions of dollars it spends killing them off in the primaries, both through lying advertisements, yes, but also through its primary means of warfare against conservatives and really ultimately Republicans in the primary. And that is open primaries where Democrats can vote in Republican primaries and vice versa. Lindsey Graham has perfected, as has the machine, the art of turning out Democrat voters to override the will of Republicans. That ends if we defeat Darlene Graham. It'll smash that machine into 1,000 pieces. The consultants, the fundraisers, the strategists, the pollsters who have had a death grip on this state, who've run it like a kingdom, like a fiefdom, will scatter to the winds, looking for employment elsewhere after decades of terrorizing the state. CPAC congressional ratings are the gold standard for politicians. Ralph Norman's are incredible. His 2025 rating, a perfect 100%. His lifetime rating, CPAC, 98%. Or you can have Darlene Graham, a woman that the Democrat Invest in Tomorrow PAC is spending $1 million to elect. Even the mainstream media, the state newspaper, admits that. I'll put the link in the sources. The Invest in Tomorrow PAC's primary funder is a liberal billionaire by the name of Chris Larson, who poured $11 million into Kamala Harris's campaign in 2024. The guy who runs the PAC is a guy by the name of Tom Mazzei. He worked to elect Biden and Harris in 2020, both raising dark money and running ads for them, basically what he's doing now for Darlene Graham. Yet Darlene Graham, 3 days ago at the debate with Ralph Norman, when he confronted her about this Democrat group's support, claimed she knew nothing about it.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Again, that was 3 days ago, and any rational person would have left that debate and Googled it, and she would have found, now, the coverage by the state newspaper. So I challenged her on social media to reject the funding of this group, to disavow them. Silence. You're going to tell me she hasn't at least Googled to see these people, who they are, and I've wondered why they support her? Nah. She's a stone-cold liar is what she is, and she's going to be a Democrat in Congress. She's going to make Lindsey Graham look like Strom Thurmond, and she's going to make you miss him. This is a woman who claims to dearly love her brother, yet never made a political contribution to him, not one. Her only political contribution went to liberal pro-choice activist, yes, pro-choice activist, Katrina Sheely, who, yes, was a Republican in our state legislature, but yes, lost her seat after leading something called the Sister Senator Coalition, a group of pro-choice, generally liberal legislators dedicated to fighting pro-life legislation. After Sheely filibustered the heartbeat bill, Darlene Graham wrote her a $100 check to try to save her. It didn't help. She lost that GOP primary. In a New York Times article on July 24th, Katrina Sheely describes herself as a close friend of Darlene Graham's, and she also describes her horror at folks actually thinking Darlene Graham's going to vote with President Trump or have blind loyalty to him. This paragraph is the most terrifying of all in the New York Times profile. Ms. Sheely has been frustrated by online chatter suggesting Ms. Graham would blindly follow the president. She described her friend, Ms. Graham, as, quote, more principled than partisan. You know, it's a funny thing because Sheely herself just endorsed the Democrat candidate for governor here in South Carolina. And when she got torn to pieces by Republicans, she said she was principled. The same word she used to describe Darlene Graham. Why? Because they're both Democrats. I can only think of one reason you wouldn't write a check to your brother who raised you, but you would to a pro-choice activist. For the same reason, I'd never write a check to my brother. I love him a lot. And if he were to launch a company or need a loan, some kind of help, I'd happily give it to him. But I would never write a check to his campaign. He's a hardcore liberal. Is that what's going on with Graham? She'd write a check to a pro-choice activist who's a noted liberal, but not her own brother? You only do that if you agree to disagree with your brother on politics. Now Graham claims she doesn't even hardly know Katrina Sheely. She's never been to her house, which is super duper weird, since Sheely told both the New York Times and PBS that they regularly sit out back drinking wine and talking to the donkeys. How did both PBS and the New York Times get that wrong? And then there's this incredible gaffe.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not on national security. I'm not that informed on national security. So, but I do support the military.
It's the simplest question. She couldn't answer it, folks. That's terrifying. She was completely confused about her position on abortion as well.
What is your opinion on abortion? And are you for at conception? Are you for, like, just kind of where you stand on the whole issue?
I support the 6 week South Carolina abortion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about before that? What if they were to do a completely abolition of it?
I don't know. Let me think about it. Yeah.
You wrote a $100 check to a liberal pro-choice activist, the leader of the pro-choice activists in our state Senate, after she filibustered the best pro-life bill ever, and you don't know your position on abortion? Sure. But it's weird, folks. It's like everybody else knows her positions. Jim Clyburn, the Democrat, practically endorsed her in a glowing tweet saying how great it was for South Carolina she was going to serve. The New York Times has done no less than 5 glowing pieces. The piece from PBS could have been used as a campaign piece. These are liberal outlets, yet they love her. And then there's Lisa Murkowski, a persistent foe of Donald Trump's in the Senate, a woman who votes with the Democrats about half the time, the most liberal Republican in the Senate. Murkowski is fired up about Graham donating $10,000 to her campaign and headlining a fundraiser for folks just like everybody else but us gets to know what Darlene Graham thinks. And we gotta wait till it's too late. Folks, this is one of those, if you gotta crawl over broken glass to vote for Ralph Norman, do it. Make a goal. Take five friends with you. Who do you know out at the coast, in the state, maybe a Facebook friend? Contact them. Send them the links I've put in the sources section of this podcast. Because folks, outside the upstate here in South Carolina, most people will only have heard from the Democrats, from their PAC. They won't have heard from Ralph Norman, who doesn't have a lot of money. We can do this by spreading the word, but everybody's got to pitch in. Everybody's got to help. The election's on Tuesday, August 25th. Please vote for Ralph Norman. Like the future of the Republic depends on it, because it may. Please share this far and wide.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.